Well, the first day of February, well, it happens to fall on a Tuesday. That means it's time for Tech Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie, our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Every Tuesday, Sarah prepares an email that's coming to all of your inboxes that really gives you a best of or highlight reel of things that are getting produced right here at Mater Dei Radio, easy for you to access right there through your email. Sarah is joining me today to give us a little bit of an update or rundown is what's coming in your inbox today. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for joining us on this Tech Tuesday.
Good morning, Brenda.
Sarah, again, we've talked about this before. You have a great advantage of listening to all of our locally produced shows. You find out what you really think people would be interested in, and then you include them in this email. The first one was a wonderful interview that David did from the Morning Blend. Jack Payden was the guest. Tell our listeners about him.
Yeah, so this is a great interview from the Morning Blend that David did last week. And as you said, it's with Jack Payden, who is one of the Mercy missionaries that are serving at St. Michael's in downtown Portland. And so these Mercy missionaries are a group of young adults who have dedicated a year to serve those in need, to serve the needs of the parish. And so it's a great community. They do amazing work. And Jack just shares some of his journey and also the work that he does. And it's really very encouraging for me to see a lot of these ministries, especially in, you know, the downtown Portland area where, you know, you see a lot of homelessness, you see, you know, a lot of different problems, and it might be kind of hopeless when you see those kind of things. But there's so many groups that are doing amazing work down there. And so for me, it's really encouraging to see the witness, especially of people like Jack that have dedicated a whole year of their lives to serve others. So it's a very encouraging thing to listen to. So I just hope that everyone takes a listen.
Well, Sarah, what I love about this interview and about what Jack has done, and I've had an opportunity to interview different people also, is when young people maybe are thinking about going on a mission or doing a mission, the thought is always to go off to far off places in third world countries or areas where, you know, there's is a lot of need. But these are fantastic because these missionaries are staying right here in the U.S. in the areas that need us. I think those are great options for young people. I mean, Sarah, in your own life, did you ever think about what it would be like to spend time after college graduation to do a mission?
I have, and I have a lot of friends actually that have done that. It was something that never really worked out for me in particular, but but I think it's a really great way to serve the Lord in a different way, and there's so many different options of what people can do, especially like you said, after college. Or for instance, my sister took a couple years off college to work with Net Ministries. So there's different things like that. And I like in this interview, Jack talks about how he's taking a break from his career to do this. And that is even more scary, kind of like, you know, thinking like you already kind of started working and now you're taking, you know, a different path and trying something really new. And I think that's the case with several of the other missionaries too. So, you kind of have to just be open to where God calls you at a particular time in your life.
Oh, well, for sure. Sarah, as a parent with kids who are in college, I try to remind them as often as I can, there is no timeline on this. There is not a rush to finish graduating and jump into a career and start that process, that you have time to do different things.
Right.
And serving the Lord, oh, most definitely time perfectly spent. Sarah Kenzie is the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining us today to tell you a little bit about the email that you're getting in your inbox today. The next one is one of my favorite interviews that I get to do on the Morning Blend every other week. Terry Ross joins us to give us a little bit of a preview about Glory of the Mass. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the podcast that you've added to the email today.
That's right. So we've included the most recent episode of The Glory of the Mass, hosted by Terry Ross. And so this episode is music for this upcoming Sunday, so the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I love listening to this show and how Terry walks us through the Mass. And you know, we've been talking as a staff about the Mass and how beautiful it is and how much meaning is hidden within the Mass. And I think that listening to an episode of Glory of the Mass really gives you a sense of the reverence for what's happening at every Mass. And it also kind of just gives you a new perspective. You know, you're listening to this music and you're not actually present at Mass while you're listening to the podcast, but it helps you prepare for the Sunday, and it you're listening to different music than maybe you would hear when you're actually at Mass. But, you know, when you listen to the podcast, but then you go attend Mass on Sunday, you know, you're going to see like so many of the same themes, or maybe you'll remember something from the podcast. And I just love how Terry kind of walks you through, okay, this song is for, you know, the opening, and this song is for the psalm, the responsorial psalm. Or like in this episode, there's a singing of the Nicene Creed in Latin. And so that's really cool, because you think about how that has been the creed of the church, you know, for hundreds and hundreds of years. And you hear it in Latin, and it's sung so beautifully. There's a Gregorian chant version in this episode. And so it's just a beautiful way to kind of look at the Mass in a new way. This episode, I like how it has a mix of very simple, beautiful, and peaceful Gregorian chant. Then there's some pieces that are a chorus of voices, and then there's some pieces that have the chorus of different voices plus, you know, instruments. And so you kind of get a lot of different variety within that sacred music. So it's just a beautiful experience to kind of get you ready for the Sunday's Mass.
And of course, we know our own Archbishop Alexander Sample has a love of beautiful Gregorian chant and sacred music within the liturgy. I would encourage all of our listeners to just listen to a few minutes, maybe on your drive home. You might be stuck in traffic. Well, it is so easy to be calmed and just let all of that tenseness go away when you're listening to beautiful sacred liturgical music. You're going to find that on The Glory of the Mass. Well, lastly, Sarah, well, it's National Catholic Schools Week, and you are highlighting a real special project that we have started. It's actually going to go beyond Catholic Schools Week, but we do get a chance to highlight it this week. It is the Children's Prayer Project. Tell us more.
Yeah, so Brenda, you've been very involved with this as well. We are launching a new project here at Mater Dei Radio, and we want to invite any Catholic school or Catholic parish to participate in this. In this project, we are recording school children or a group of children from a Catholic parish with their priest saying these well-known Catholic prayers. And so we're collecting these. There's actually several already on our app in the prayer section, and they're also on our website. And then some of these are also being broadcast over the air. And so tomorrow, actually, Brenda, you are going to be airing an interview with our very first kind of highlighted parish that is part of this program. And so I'm really excited for your interview tomorrow if you want to share with us about that.
Absolutely. It was a great time, Sarah, when we got to visit with the children down at St. Thomas More Parish with their pastor, Father King. Father King came to the studio afterwards, and we talked a little bit more about it, what it means to him to be a pastor at a Catholic school and to be able to be a part of this project where it really connects school families and their faith and their parish. So it was really wonderful. And he was the first. And then after that, we got some from Vancouver and then also from St. Paul, and then just a real mix of them. And so every Wednesday, starting this week and going all the way through, we're going to be highlighting another one of these great Catholic schools. I believe there's a faith formation program also in there. So it's real simple to do. Just get your phone, get your pastor, and teach your kids a prayer, and then send it to Mater Dei Radio. What we do with it then is produce it, put it to music, and then get it on the air. And of course, Sarah, you're going to include it on the Hail Mary Media app. I love being able to be part of these projects that connect us and our school communities and the larger Christian community here in the Portland area. Well, Sarah, it is, again, another great Tech Tuesday. So I hope all of our listeners definitely want to look in their inboxes and listen to see what you have come up with for the email today. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Brenda.
And if you are not getting those emails, well, just head over to our webpage. You can find out information on how to get your email linked so that way you can also be receiving these great emails every Tuesday. You can find more information at materdayradio.com.